the Eucharistic World Congress and the Pope's Legate Pacelli. In 1929, the Holy See and the Italian state signed an agreement to create the Papal State, the Vatican, as an autonomous entity. The agreement is known as the Lateran Treaty. The Pope was no longer considered as a prisoner of the Vatican, but the papal travels were not yet widespread for another few decades. It was not feasible for ailing Pope Pius XI to be present at the Eucharistic World Congress in Budapest in 1938. According to custom, he sent a personal representative, a legate, for this occasion. He chose one of his closest acquaintances, a greatly respected individual, Bishop Eugenio Pacelli, who happened to be the Secretary of State of the Vatican. Pope Pius XI didn't make a secret of the fact that he preferred Pacelli to succeed him on the papal throne. The Pope nurtured Pacelli to be the ultimate governor of the Church, trusting him with international duties and tasks to become familiar with the life of the world's Church. The Pope mentioned once to his cardinals of Pacelli, "He works a lot, and well, he would make a good Pope." The Dean of the Bishops murmured, "This Pope wants to do everything by himself. He should let us choose his successor." Pacelli represented the Pope last time during the Eucharistic World Congress in Budapest in May of 1938. The Pope died in February of 1939, and the conclave almost unanimously, with one vote against him, selected Eugenio Pacelli to be St. Peter's 259th successor. He adopted the name Pope Pius XII. Cardinal Pacelli had a strong work ethic and intellectually superseded his peers. He had an excellent educational background in theology, a PhD in law, both civilian and religious. He was a great diplomat as well. He represented the Holy See between 1917 and 1930 in a very intricate situation in Germany as a papal nuncio. He made a great impression on his peers with his deep religiousness and commitments to the priesthood and with his aristocratic and suggestive personality. During the Eucharistic World Congress in Budapest, he was a commanding presence. There was an anecdote that was about a mayor greeting the legate upon one of his stops on the way to Budapest, which might be true, proving the legate's personality. The mayor, being a self-assured Calvinist, said that he would give a firm and manly handshake to the cardinal. However, upon the cardinal's arrival, the mayor instead knelt down instead to kiss the hand of the papal emissary. His visit didn't only mean the presence of the dominant personality. He had a major role in Pope Pius XI's message from 1937, who condemned both atheist communism and German Nazism. It is remarkable that the papal letter, which was written in German, was sent to every Catholic church in Germany to read it aloud, without the prior knowledge of the Gestapo, which was thus not able to prevent it. 1 year after this event that turned out to be a black eye for the Nazi regime, the participants felt, with the European situation becoming tense, that the festivities in Budapest, besides their original religious purpose, might become a demonstration against Nazism. The presence of papal emissary would highlight this notion. As a consequence, Hitler prohibited all German Catholics' participation at the Congress. Cardinal Pacelli was considered an open and modern man. As a pope, he showed empathy towards people's modern problems. He immersed himself eagerly in theological and social and moral problems, using the influence that came with his status. While his predecessors usually reacted negatively in the past when they had to address the problems of their times, Pope Pius XII often gave forward-looking solutions in the second part of his office, while he also warned of deviations of all kinds. This is the reason that he could become the prosecutor of the Second Vatican Synod and the most quoted after the Bible. Cardinal Pacelli brought along one of his closest acquaintances to the Budapest Eucharistic Congress in 1938, Monsignore Giovanni Battista Montini. He was a shy but very intelligent high-level priest whose personality was similar to Pacelli's. Later, he became one of Pacelli's then Pope Pius XII's most trusted colleagues. In 1953, the Pope tried to ordain him as a cardinal, but he convinced the Pope not to do so. Pope Pius XII found a way to promote him and elevate him out of his dull religious officer's life. He was promoted to become the Archbishop of Milan the very next year. It was the top title of his career. Of 30 years as a regular officer, to be able to gather pontifical experience in the largest Italian diocese. As the pontifical representative of the most popular Italian diocese, Montini received the formal cardinal robe, but
at that time there was another prelate, Pope John XXIII, with tenure in office.
Montini became the next pope on the following conclave on June 30, 1963, as Pope Paul VI. Today the Church remembers him as beatified Pope Paul VI. The Holy See was represented in 1938 during the Eucharistic World Congress by two excellent prelates,
who later both became consequential and remarkable popes,
and a part of the Church's history.